Ето го и нашият приятел Мариус Дуда на горещата ни телефонна линия. Hey, Мариус, hello, how are you?
Pretty well, thank you so much.
Let's start with this. Happy New Year. Wish you all the best to you and your friends and your band in 2013. It actually starts remarkably well with this new album, actually, that's going to be officially released next week. How does it feel?
I would feel very great, to be honest, because I think this is the best beginning of the year ever for us. Because we've never before, you know, released the album in January, so yeah. This is very nice January for us.
Mm-hmm. Този януари е страхотен. Аз показах, започваме с пожелание за щастлива нова 2013 и късмет на теб и твоите колеги в групата и твоите близки. Всъщност, как се чувстваш сега? Наистина, албумът ви излиза сега в самото начало на следващата седмица. Мариуш каза, чувствам се фантастично, защото това е най-добрият албум, който някога сме правили, а освен това, никога до сега не сме издавали албум през януари, така че този януари е много хубав за нас. What did you do for Christmas, let's say? What was the best present that you got?
I think oh my god, that's,
yeah.
Okay, I can't say everything. Okay, mm-hmm. Let's say that my favorite present was I just received Peter Gabriel's soul with this you know, a lot of CDs and DVDs inside. I think this is some kind of full collection, whatever it was.
Okay.
Some kind of 25th anniversary,
mm-hmm.
And I just realized that there's something wrong with music industry now, because I think this is costs a lot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a very nice present. But of course, I also received something not only connected with the music, but
okay.
I will keep it confidential.
Yeah, yeah, keep it personal, mate. Добре, де, какво прави на Нова година? Хайде, не всъщност на Коледа. Кой е най-якият подарък, който получи? Естествено, че трябва да ви кажа всичко, което получих, каза Мариуш. Има някои неща, които ще запазя за себе си като тайна, като дълбоко конфиденциални. Но иначе получих един страхотен колекция 25 години, Питър Гейбриел и Soul. Нещо става с музикалната индустрия. По принцип мислех, че един такъв пакет би трябвало да струва ужасно, ужасно много пари. It's been 4 years since your previous album. What did you do besides touring?
We released Memories in My Head EP.
Mm-hmm. I remember that, yeah.
Yes, and I did two solo albums by myself. So let's say that we didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
But, and of course we were touring a little bit, but last year we were preparing the new album. I have to say that we cancelled all shows and we wanted to focus more on the album and stay in the studio. So practically 2012, that was Shrine of New Generation Slaves for us.
Mm-hmm. Последният, т.е. не последният, предишният албум на Riverside излезе през 2009, Aro Domini High Definition, познавате го много добре. След това те бяха на два пъти в нашата страна, на концерти на Радио Тангра Мегарок. Единият, всъщност втория, дори беше в най-престижната ни концертна зала, Зала България. Какво правихте през тези 4 години? Всъщност издадохме едно специално EP, каза Мариуш, знаем за него, разбира се. Освен това, самият аз издадох и два солови албума, разбира се, правихме и концерти, т.е. не може да се каже, че стояхме с кръстени ръце, но Memories in My Head, се казваше и Пито, но също така, всъщност през 2012 отменихме всичките си концерти и посветихме на създаването на Shrine of New Generation Slaves. What I could read throughout the official press release was that you were talking about the meaning behind the title and the whole concept of this brand new record of yours. And at what point, I will quote you, you said that there were friends and close people who keep on telling how unhappy they are, how they hate their jobs, and how they actually feel like slaves of their lives. Are you talking about musicians?
Not only. I think I... yeah, maybe, a little bit. But, you know, these days it's... well, do you mean MP3, for instance?
Mm-hmm.
I think that... maybe, yes. a little bit about me. You know, every people now, because we live in a very hard times, and I think it was connected a little bit with the end of the world that we have in December, and economical crisis. So I, mostly, you know, I think that would be nice to write something about the situations we live in, because we never thought like a slaves in the past, such intense like it is now. But musicians, yeah, this is another interpretation,
Yeah, I mean, because normally, yeah, because normally people tend to envy. Well, if you work in a factory or behind a desk in an office, you tend to envy musicians because, well, some of them travel the world, have the freedom to express themselves. That's why I asked you that. But of course, as you mentioned, the regulations and the limitations for musicians are getting more severe within the industry these days. Let me translate this. Когато ставаше дума първоначално за издаването на този албум, в официалното прес-съобщение цитирах Мариус, който казваше, че всъщност този албум говори основно за това как много хора и близки приятели около тях в последните времена много говорят за това колко са неща как мразят своите професии, как всъщност осъзнават, че стават роби на своя живот. Казах му, абе, като говориш за близки хора, това всъщност музиканти ли са? Той каза, може и така да се интерпретират нещата, ерата на MP3 и така нататък, но всъщност, нека да забравяме, че в декември, края на миналата година, ние изживяхме края на света. Икономическата криза, разбира се, направи времената трудни, а пък и музикалния бизнес също така. Do you think that, well, talking about problems and mentioning the notion of slavery, do you think that you're close to the so-called midlife crisis yourself, Marius?
I knew it would be that kind of question. No, not at all. I'm a lucky guy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like a slave a few years ago when I was trying to connect my job with my passion, and now I think that I'm a lucky guy because I can do things. Connect things that I do for a living are connected with my passion now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very hard to achieve for many people, and it's not so simple to just stop doing this what you're doing and start some totally different life.
Mm-hmm.
And so far I am quite okay, I think,
you know? You mean that
thank you so much for reminding me that soon I will turn to some dangerous age.
Mm-hmm. Do you mean that today you're a full-time musician? You're not doing anything besides?
Yes, we're just starting to be full-time musicians since 2006.
Oh, right.
It's been a long while, yeah.
Okay, Mr. Pro. Казах му, добре, това означава ли, че наближавате до кризата на средната възраст? Усещаш ли нещо такова? Той каза, знаеш ли, че този въпрос ще дойде, но всъщност не, аз съм много щастлив човек, защото по някакъв начин се случиха така нещата при мен, че постигнах нещо, което малко хора могат да се похвалят или имат късмета да постигнат, да обединя моята страст с своята професия. Аз казвам, това означава ли, че вече сте музиканти на пълен работен ден? Той казва, о, ние сме от 2006. So it's we're quite it would be totally impossible that you change the band's name from Riverside to River Slave. That's a joke, of course, and a stupid one indeed. All right, so we just listen to Celebrity Touch. As far as I remember, and following your whole history as a band, you're not very prolific in terms of videos. Why this time you did one?
Because we had a chance to do this. Because finally we are under the wings of Century Media.
Mm-hmm.
This is the label which is connected with Inside Out. So far we had only once, I have to admit, but later we had some problems connected with this industry crisis and everything. The label SPV died, and you know, it was dying when we were releasing Rapid Eye Movement and Anno Domini album, and now it just stopped, and now it's better a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And we ha- had a chance to do the video clip, so we wanted to just check if we're not, if we still remember how it's doing, how we can do this. So we just did this, but unfortunately, I'm not sure if we did it right, because this video clip has about 7 minutes, so I think it's wrong for many people. But yeah, we said that, why not? Let's do something longer.
Mm-hmm. Както знаем, ако следите внимателно историята на Riverside, много от вас го правят, сигурен съм. Знаете много добре, че тази група не може да се каже, че изобилство от видеоклипове. Тази година те направиха това парче Celebrity Touch, което се води първи сингъл. Защо? Мариус Дуда каза, правихме един клип преди, но сега всъщност го направихме, защото можехме да си го позволим. Тъй като сега вече работим с фирмата Century Media, преди предишните ни два албума бяха с SPV. Тази компания, за съжаление, умря, каза буквално Мариус. Но ето, че сега ми се струва, че тази промяна е за по-добро. Направихме клип. Не съм сигурен дали го направихме по най-добрия начин, защото клипът е дълъг, близо 7 минути. You know what? I've been listening to the new album more than just a couple of times. And one of the shortest songs, well, not We Got Used to Us, a song that I really like, but...
You're kind of sensitive guy.
I am, yeah, surprisingly, sometimes all of us. But, listening to the album, actually, I was thinking one thing about you, and that this is a question that I would mandatorily have to ask you. What albums you are listening to while trying to fall asleep in your teenage years?
Mostly it was electronic music, you know, like Tangent Dream or The Vangelis or Jean-Michel Jarre. Everything because my first instrument were keyboards. Mm-hmm. I started to learn music on the keyboards because I had a sequencer there, so I could just use on the keyboards drums, percussion and everything. That was an amazing word for me. And I wanted to learn something from different people that do the same. They did the same, so mostly it was electronical music. That's why also now, when you have a chance to listen to the new album with a double version, with the second CD, on the second CD of Media Book, you can find two electronic pieces, you know, which reminds me a little bit of my childhood.
Okay.
It's kind of personal album, a little bit.
Слушайки този албум, няколко, повече от два пъти всъщност, открих, че всъщност в този албум някакси са дори по-съзерцателни, отколкото в предишните си неща. И си казах, че не трябва да забравям да питам Мариуш въпроса, какви албуми е слушал той като младеж, като юноша, тинейджър, когато се опитвал да заспи. Знаете, всеки от нас е минал през такива неща. Той каза всъщност основна електронна музика. Слушах Tangerine Dream, Jean-Michel Jarre, защото всъщност първи инструмент, на който се научих да свиря, беше клавир, който имаше секвенсър, всичките барабари, перкусии и така нататък. И всъщност този нов албум в двойното му издарие има във втория диск на медия част, в която има две електронни парчета, т.е. може да се каже в известен смисъл, че този албум е много по... т.е. не много по... е, в известен смисъл е доста личен. If we compare this album to the previous ones, it is for sure a more diverse album with more contemplative sounds, but still with some more, I would say, hard rock elements, and at the same time with more melodies. Why? I mean, I know that this is a stupid question at first, but actually, why? Was it made on a purpose, or this is the way things happened?
You know, first of all, I was a little bit tired after Anno Domini High Definition. I didn't want to record another square metal, thrash metal riffs or something like this. I just wanted to do something different. Maybe on the next album I will return to this, but not for this. For this, I had some problem. I didn't know in which direction I should follow. And then I realized that I think what Riverside can do best when they're just playing songs, you know. some normal emotional songs. So I just really wanted to focus more on the melodies this time, to do some kind of ambitious songs. And all those metal parts, I just wanted to replace more by the hard rock elements, because that was a challenge for us. We never tried that in that amount. We never tried to experiment with rock, blues, or whatever. Our keyboard player has those old instruments, so he used this from many years, so we just wanted to add also the sound of the guitars to this.
I would say, I would say actually that Lapai's keyboards, some vintage sounds of the 70s, are more present than ever.
Yeah, because this is the production, you know. He always used those instruments, but I think on this album you can finally hear his instruments perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Всъщност този албум, за разлика от предишните, някак си е по-разнообразен, наистина. Освен, че има по-рок моменти, има също така мелодия, също така и такива съзерцателни неща. Защо казах със сигурност? Въпросът на пръв поглед може да звучи тъп, но наистина въпросът е дали така се получиха просто нещата или вие направихте този албум абсолютно съзнателно. Така Мариуш каза, малко се изморих от тези траш неща. Решихме да заменим, например, метал елементите с по-рок работи. Ние всъщност не сме експериментирали в този момент с рок и блуз елементи. Малко се изморих от Анно Добили High Definition. Освен това, нашия пиарист Михаел Лапай наистина има страшно много богат инструментариум. Аз казах, да бе, наистина, да, клавирите му са повече присъстват в този албум, отколкото всякога. Той каза, това е въпрос на продукция. Те винаги са си били там. Сега обаче се чуват абсолютно по-добре. I have two more questions for you. The first is, you mentioned that probably on the next album you will do something different, but when?
Another tricky question.
Yeah, I mean,
next album, you mean this one or the next?
No, I mean, you just told me that you had dedicated the whole 2012 for the creation and the whole thing about Four Shrine of New Generation Slaves. Do you have a strict schedule now working with Century Media when the next album is going to be released, should be released? And do you already have like a vision in your head or in your heart about when and how this one should sound?
I think yes, I have this vision. I already started to compose new songs, to be honest. Yeah, I can tell you. I think I will do something connected with post-apocalyptic subject, you know? The post-apocalypse. Mm-hmm. I really wanted to use something now in this subject, but because we had the end of the world last year. I hope that you noticed that. And
I noticed that I'm still alive and I'm talking to you, my friend.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. So
we may have died without noticing, so we're probably in hell.
Exactly. So I would like to write something about this hell, you know? Finally, I would like to do something, some Riverside Mad Max version or whatever.
Wow.
And maybe it will be double album, whatever. It will be the most movie album. I don't know, but I would like to develop this, you know, adventure with the ambitious music, but written about this. Maybe I will write something about the things that there will happen within 50 years and go back, you know, to our present times. But this is my idea. Probably within next 2 years, I'm not going to do this again.
You gotta be fast, because if you do a Mad Max tainted album, you should mandatorily get as a guest vocalist Tina Turner, and she's not that young. You need to speed up the process.
She said Mad Max is going to be soon in the cinema, the new version, so we need to be hurry.
Yeah. Всъщност, когато преди малко спомена нов албум, кога, как, преди факта, че имат сделка с нова фирма за тях, Century Media, дали това е програмирано вече и дали всъщност знаем как ще звучи този албум. Мариуш каза да, защото аз вече започнах да композирам. Искам албумът ни да звучи постапокалиптично, защото, нали, отново говорим за този неосъществен край на света. Нещо типа духа на Mad Max, аз му казах, трябва да побързаш. Той каза, да, смятам, че до 2 години ще бъдем готови. Трябва да побързаш, защото да трябва задължително да покарите като госвокалистка Тира Търнър, нейните годинки напредват. И ако искате да я хванете, трябва да побързате. Last question is, you're starting a huge tour in Europe in early March. What is going to be special about this this live concept this time? Lots of visuals or what? Just play?
Of course. We will just play and we'll do a lot of emotion on the stage, and it will be much more important than all this vision crap, right? But basically we're that kind of band that we would like to focus more on the lights. I'm not a huge fan of the big screen, and you have to play exactly the same what you have just right behind your back, and there is no place for your own interpretation, there's no place for something spontaneous moments. So we would like to focus on some different arrangements and some surprises. that will be the longest tour, I think, and only one amount of shows, it's now confirmed on the website, it's going to be more. And I hope soon we will find something about the show also in Bulgaria. So we're looking forward to this. But it's on the way.
Okay, so thank you very much. Say hello to the other guys. Hope to see you soon. And, we survived, man.
Yeah, exactly.
This time, so, we made it.
Thank you so much. I hope there will be a chance to drink Mavrut as soon as we'll just, together. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Мариус Дуда, последният въпрос беше какво специално може да ни каже за тези концерти, които ще съставляват турнето. То започва в самото начало на март. Това е най-дългото турне, което някога сме правили, каза Мариус Дуда. Надявам се да дойдем и до България отново и да пием заедно Маврут. Не си спомням, че сме пили Маврут. Мислех, че жулехме водка в предишните посещения на Riverside България. Той каза, не, няма да има много големи визии и така нататък. Аз не съм голям фен на това. Предпочитам свирането и музиката, защото ако текат едни екрари, ти трябва да се съобразяваш и да свириш точно свързано с това, което се случва. Така или иначе, новият албум на Riverside излиза много як. Много як. Това беше Мариус Дуда, пряко по Радио Тангра, Мега Рок.